both tied tonight 0-0. What are your takeaways from tonight's game?
Yeah, I think it's a really good performance by our guys. The unfortunate part, we don't find a goal. But at the end of the day, I think it's still a good point for us at home. I know that guys probably want to find themselves with three instead of one, but we'll take the point. Another clean sheet, which is that's two in a row now for us. So a good overall start to finish. I thought we were really good tonight. I thought we limited certain things that Lafayette's good at. And so overall, I'm pleased with the performance. We asked the guys for a second good performance. I thought we were good on the midweek, and then you have to turn around and do it. And I thought that was done on the boys' part. And so now we got to regroup and do it again on Wednesday in conference against Army.
And I know this is the third straight game where your offense has not scored. Do you think that there's cause for concern at all, or do you think there's going to be more planning towards that side of the field?
No, I don't have concern about that. I think it's going to come, right? You got to trust the process. You know, we've not conceded goals, and so we're in every game. I thought tonight we created a lot of chances. As I said, the unfortunate part is you don't find one in the back of the net, but, I think that we had a lot of control of that game tonight against a team who's 6-2 coming in here and who's 1-0 in conference, and so that's where we got to look at it. And so, yeah, do you want to score goals? Yeah, goals change games, 100%. But I also have to look at our group and what we did, and we really limited everything tonight, and we had chances, we just didn't finish, and so that will come. That's a process.
When you have 11 corners, how do you think y'all handled those situations? Is there anything you do differently, or is it just one of those games where you just kind of flip a coin?
Yeah, listen, I thought their goalie did, he's probably their best player tonight. Came up with saves. We kind of changed. We inverted our kickers in the second half. So, it wasn't in swings. It was out swings from first half to second half because we identified that from what we saw. So we thought that maybe would have helped. And I think that it did at times to open up some space. But, yeah, you have 11. Would you like to get one? Sure. But I think that that's a positive sign of the group's performance tonight.
And then as a coach, how do you prepare the guys for those long throw-ins? Do you treat them like corner kicks, or do you have to kind of coach them differently?
Yeah, you got to prep for that, right? That's part of our prep this week was a two-day prep to understand what Lafayette's really good at, and that's an area that we had to identify, and we did. And you can treat those as corners. You can treat them as a long throw, so it's a little bit of a hybrid set based upon such, because they're really dangerous on such. But we didn't give away a goal, and they have scored a lot of goals this season on set pieces and in long throws, and so I commend the guys for battling and staying to our ground on that one.
Well, and to go off of that, obviously you said back-to-back clean sheets, but today Montali, he didn't really have to make he only had one save, and even then it really wasn't threatening. Was that a big credit to the back line?
Yeah, I think it's a credit to the group. I mean, I've said this before, the goalie always gets the recognition as a clean sheet, and that's awesome. But I think that's a testament to all the other 10 guys in front of them. And I think that's a testament to our team tonight, because I thought we had our foot on the game. And so it limited what Lafayette could do. And again, a team that's 6-2 and has won a lot of games. So, we limit their chances. And now as we move forward, can we find a couple more?
And then finally, still on being at home, I know you're still kind of building that culture. Do you think the guys are embracing the opportunity to defend their home?
Yeah, we talk about it. We talk about playing at home. This is where we train. We talk about winning games here. We talk about making it really difficult for teams. And so anytime you're at home, you have an advantage versus being on the road. And now how can we continue to keep that advantage? Yeah, we're unbeaten at home, and the guys are in a good spot. Yeah, they wanted 3 points, 100%. But we're still in a good spot here at 2-2 and 4, 8 games in.
All right, thank you.
Thank you so much.